The joy of life is learning to dance in the rain. Yes, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. The joy of life is learning to dance in the rain. We can all say, oh my goodness, look at the terrible weather. Look at the problems we have. Look at the circumstances that life gives to us. We can all say those things and be very unhappy about them and think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, what's going on here? And as we say these things, we feel very unhappy and very sorry for ourselves. We have to follow what Vivian Green said. Life is not about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. April in Paris. Ah, that was a lovely song. Gene Kelly danced April in Paris, dancing in the rain. And as he danced in the rain, he was soaking wet. But we know, because we are intelligent, we know that he was dancing on a studio set. And that studio set was in Southern California. And that studio set had the rain coming down in a natural way. And it came right out of a hot water heater. It was a nice, warm shower rain. And he was dancing in that. Now, you don't think of that. You just think of him dancing in the rain. You just think of him dancing and enjoying himself and singing and doing all the beautiful things that Gene Kelly does so wonderfully. Well, April in Paris. Here it is, May, in Southern California, and we're having our second day of rain. And it's a lovely rain. It's not a heavy torrential rain. It's just a light falling rain that's sort of soaking up the ground, bringing forth the spring flowers, bringing forth all the joyous things. The flowers have already sprung. But it's doing that beautiful thing. Now, I could be very unhappy because I have to walk almost to half a mile from where I am to where the monastery is to have breakfast. I'm going to have breakfast in a little while, just as soon as I finish my putting this talk on the internet. And I'm very happy about it. But what shall I do? Shall I drive up in the Jeep to keep Rex from getting soaking wet so I have to spend a half an hour drying him when I get to the house? Or does Ellen dry him? Ah, yes. You see, Ellen loves to dry Rex when he gets up in the house. Does it bother me that Rex is all wet? Not at all. Does Rex come in my house all wet and shake and everything dries off in a few moments and he's just fine? That's right. Sometimes I dry him off when I notice that he's just awfully wet. But most of the time, he just shakes it off and he's okay. I don't even think about it. I don't make a job out of anything. I make a joy out of everything. How interesting. Job and joy are two words that are exactly the same spelling and almost the same spelling. The same length. But again, can you learn to dance in the rain? Can you learn to think? I think of walking up the path. Okay, now, I'm not going to wear my normal shoes to go walking up the path. I'll wear my Gold Force, and I'll walk up the path with my rubber shoes, and I'll just dance along and think how wonderful it is. What a glorious morning. What a beautiful day it is. I'll just dance in the rain. And you know, I look out the window, and I see the heavy mist up here on top of the mountain, hanging right on top of the mountain, and I can't see anything at all, hardly 100 feet away, but it's a lovely, lovely rain that is falling, a lovely mist that is coming down, soaking everything and making the ground all beautiful and glorious, dancing in the rain. I learned to dance in the rain a long time ago. I was brought up in Waltosa, Wisconsin, that's by Milwaukee. And as a little boy, whenever it would rain, I would think to myself, how wonderful! And I'd go dashing outside and dancing in the rain. I'd go running up and down the street in the rain. And the neighbors might think, what's that crazy kid doing running up and down the street in the rain? But I never thought about that. I was thinking about me and the rain. I was thinking about how wonderful the rain felt. And I stick out my tongue to get a drop or two of rain, like I do when the snow falls down. I stick out my tongue to get a drop or two, a snowflake of fall, and it sinks. Oh, boy, that tastes so good. Oh, that is so nice. I'm just one with nature. When I could be naked running outside in the rain, oh, that was the greatest thing in the world. We had a lake cottage at Eagle Springs Lake near McLonagoon, and in Waukesha County near Milwaukee. These are all great things. And we would go there and spend our summers there. And whenever it rained, everyone would be inside the house playing cards or doing things to entertain themselves. And I'd go naked running out in the rain and jumping into the lake and having a great time. And the water splashing down on the lake. And it was just such a wonderful feeling. Dancing in the rain is inborn in all of us. It's natural in all of us. It's something we all want to do. We don't think of it as something that is terrible. It's not waiting for the storms to pass. It's getting out and delighting in the storm, being in the storm itself. Life storms are like that too. What do you consider life storms? Well, you might consider an unhappy argument. And an unhappy argument is just that. It's an unhappy argument. And you come along, and you are full of bubbles and joy, like our dear Anita, and then you walk into the room, and you have your smile on your face, and you look around, and you say, wow, isn't it a wonderful day? You don't pay any attention to the unhappiness that the room might be expressing at the moment. You are joy. You are peace. You are love. You don't wait for the storm to pass. You walk right into the storm, and you are wonderful. Oh, yes. Life is wonderful. I'm so pleased all the time when I see people who take charge of their life, regardless of the storms and regardless of the problems and regardless of how terrible things may seem at any moment or any time. They just get out there and they change things around by what their attitude is about any circumstance. Whether the circumstance being good, bad, or indifferent, they change their attitude about it. And by changing their attitude, the whole circumstance just falls right into place. And the storm ceases to be a storm, but now it's a rain, a blessed rain falling down, making the flowers jump for joy, making the seed, the trees and the leaves all clean and fresh and nice, making the world a beautiful place. Storms are part of nature's life. It sort of shakes us up a moment, makes us take a new assessment of ourselves, a new look at our world and the people who are in it, and think to ourselves, this is a wonderful world. I created a good world. How great it is. And then, after the dust is washed off the trees, after all of the inharmony is dissipated and lost, all that remains is the joy of the fresh, new quality that the rain has brought to circumstance. Yes, your smile can be like the fresh quality of rain bringing joy to all circumstances. Your peace can be like the rain of heaven that brings joy and peace and harmony to all the world. You, I, we, the world, is made up of billions and billions and billions of happy people. The tendency of the world is to be happy because that's what people want to be. Newspapers don't write about happy people. They would never start or finish. They only write about unhappy people because there's so few of them. Now let's have even fewer unhappy people. Let's shower them with our love. Let's shower them with our happiness. Let's shower them with our peace. Let's shower them with all that is good and all that is worthwhile knowing. Yes, we can do that. We can do that, and we do that. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want that to be your way of life? Do you want that to be your way of looking at things? Do you want that to be your joy, your peace, your harmony, your right action? Do you want that? Well, if you do, get out there and sprinkle your pixie dust around. Sprinkle your raindrops around. Sprinkle all that you are around. And let it be, and let it be right now. Perhaps if we'd look at it, we might find that raindrops are pixie drops. And pixie drops are the essence of love and joy and peace and right action. And it's what bounces off the world. It was showering off the world. It was giving all the world the goodness that it is. Now, maybe that's who you are. Maybe that's who I am. Maybe that's who we all are. The pixie dust of life. How wonderful. Let's think of it that way, shall we? Life is not about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And along with Gene Kelly, let's dance in that warm shower, that warm bath of lovely water falling down. And we are the creators of the water, and we are the creators of its temperature, and we are the creators of our circumstances, and we are the creators of everything. Life is great, and let's really enjoy it now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you. Dancing in the rain, I'm happy again.